This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
People of Earth. You know, hearing myself say that, I tend to address you as one big, easily misled group, but the truth is I can see each one of you. Why don't we take a moment for a few shout-outs? Jason, those are some beautiful painted figurines behind you, but we both know that's not a Saruman maquette. It's Gandalf, and you somehow filed down the hat. And the lie is killing you. Sagil, I want you to think about the idea of no more than 5 strings of color-cycling LED lights per room. No one wants to live in the escalator tunnel beneath O'Hare. Keith, leave your eyebrows alone. Leave them alone! Leave them alone. And now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from Castle Skullmaster, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. A bit over 5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. I am joined by my co-host. He's a talking badger. Talbot the Badger. How you doing, buddy? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand a word of that. And I'm also joined by my other co-host, a wizard with a really long name.
I am Canificent Dewspring, master of space and time, headmaster of Jizzlemob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. The dwarves did know me as Canned Heat. The dwarves do know me as Canticle Leibowitz. The dwarves will know me as Kanban Scrum Master. The vampires did know me as Kendrick Lamar. The vampires do know me as Can Me If You Catch. The vampires will know me as Candide Voltaire.
Oh, Can, you and your long name.
The giants did know me as Candel Roy. The giants will know me as Can I Get a What What?
All right, Can, that's enough. Okay, I think that's a pretty good.
And shoved Can onto the back of your sword.
Whoa!
You're a little shish kebab now, baby.
Oh no!
Uh-oh, Arnie kebab.
I have been impaled. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, I have been impaled on a sword that we have canonically explains kills wizards.
This episode is for the hearing impaled.
Bye bye forever.
Oh, forever? Whoa. Oh, is that a promise? Forever? Arnie, what the fuck were you doing?
Well, just doing a run through of the podcast just in case anything happens. You know, we've been separated before and we've had to record under less than ideal circumstances. So Talbot here, who has sat in before. And then I said that I was looking for understudies for Usidore the Wizard, and Usidore is still gone. Can happen to be in the castle, and he said he'd sit in.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. I don't mind. I don't mind Talbot being on. You know, one time, since we're both badgers, one time we had a parent trap situation.
You and Talbot did?
Yeah, where we set down traps to catch his parents, and we killed them and skinned them.
Oh.
Parent trap. You know, parent trap. Because they divorced, and so we got them back together. They're knitted together. Now he's got a little cloak made out of his parents. Parent cloak.
Oh. What the fuck is this?
Oh.
What
shit.
The fuck is this? Is this an all-badger show now?
Usidore.
Do you just exclusively have badgers on your show?
I gotta shave or something if I'm starting to look like a badger.
Yeah, a little salt and pepper going on here.
That's true.
Oh, how loathsome it is that you have defiled this show with not a single wizard anywhere to be seen.
I know. John, do not tell Usidore that I flirted with having Can as my co-host.
Can was on the episode, and then I shoved him onto a sword, and he disappeared.
Yeah, Chunt killed Can forever.
You killed one of the versions of Can?
Yeah,
because there are multiple versions that live through different timelines, as
yeah,
well, et cetera.
But it still is just one, so I guess he's dead, but there's still, like, past hims out there.
Did you know that if Can annoys you on the podcast, he annoys you in real life?
Terrifying.
Where have you been all week? I got out of the dungeon last week.
You were in the wizard state, my man.
Oh, well, no thanks to you. Why didn't you shake me?
We did. We shook you, we rocked you, we rolled you all night long, and nothing happened. You wouldn't wake up.
Yeah.
You tried shaking, rattling, and rolling?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. And don't worry, while you were gone, Arnie and I were a couple of energy boys.
Energy boys.
Energy boys!
Yeah. So we took care of things.
Well, excellent. That's very good to hear. I gave Nathaniel Quinn-Yarvin some food that I conjured for him because I was very worried that he might starve to death down there. But I took all of the water.
Oh, so that means he's either got 8 more weeks to live or he's dead.
We should check in on him. Hey, Nathaniel, how you doing, bud?
I'm fine.
He should be fine.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
Hey, Nathaniel, are you sure you don't want us to come down there and save you?
No, I do not want that. That is something I do not want. I will get myself out. I am strong. I am capable. I can kick.
All right.
That's a proud elf.
Yeah.
So we got the gang back together. We escaped from jail. We're in this castle. What were we doing?
I've been making jam all week.
Ooh, in the wizard state?
I got out of the wizard state a few days ago, and I came up to the second kitchen because the first kitchen is gone, just the birds flew away with
the
it.
The one, the birds, yeah.
Uh-huh. It turns out there's a secondary kitchen. This is a big castle.
This place is so big.
And I started making jams and jellies out of all the various fruits that were about to go bad. And I spent all week just, you know, preserving food. I hate food being wasted.
Ooh, what kind of jams and jellies are we talking?
I made some crumbleberry jam. Mm. I made some listelberry jam.
Yeah, I usually gargle with listelberries.
Listel?
Ani listel?
Yeah, what is listel?
It's a listelberry.
Listelberry?
Yeah. I just wanted to hear you say it to see if you could say it or if it would fall clumsily off your tongue. You did a great job. I was very surprised.
Oh, you're welcome.
Arnie, you got crumbleberry all down the fucking front of your shirt.
That's what berries these are?
Duh. You know, I've been exploring the castle this whole time, the last week. I found so many rooms. There's like a million rooms. I found a trampoline room, and I found a room made out of wood, and there's a butt room, and there's
Wait,
a room.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, the trampoline room?
Yeah. No, a room made out of wood?
Yeah. The ceiling, the floor, the walls, the windows, the glass.
The windows?
It's all wood. Yeah. From the windows to the walls, it's all made of wood.
Oh.
It's pretty impressive. What else? I found all kinds of secret compartments. There's a book in the library that when you pull on the book, get this, when you pull on the book, yeah, it comes out, and then you can open the book and read the contents, and there's a story inside.
And and then if you read it, what? Is there something?
And then you finish it, and then you have read a story.
Any spells?
There was like this grimoire that seemed like it had spells in it, but I couldn't make sense of it, so I threw it in the fireplace. But the fireplace wasn't lit.
Oh, good.
But a rat ate it.
Oh.
But it was a small rat.
Oh.
But it still ate it.
Oh.
But it threw it back up.
Oh.
But it was in pieces.
Oh.
But I put it back together.
Yay.
But not in the way that it originated.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
Arnie, what have you been up to?
Well, I explored about two or three rooms over the last week. I went through some of the cabinets and things. Oh, I think I found Skullmaster's diary.
What does it say? What's it?
I have it here. I've been sort of leafing through it to see if I could learn something about this weird villain that lives in this castle. Let's see. Here's a page like, I will impale my enemies. I will destroy them and all of their families. But then some of the other pages are like, why can't I just admit that I'm sad?
Aw.
I think it kind of seems like Skullmaster's going through something.
Damn. Villains, they're just like us.
Mm-hmm. I ripped off a bunch of toes today. Still didn't make me as happy as I thought it would. It's unclear from his writing if he ripped off someone else's toes or his own toes. Huh. I'm guessing it was someone else's.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. So, speaking of ripping off toes, we are all back together. Arnie, what were we... Were we trying to kill this guy? What were we trying to do?
Oh, gosh. You know, we've been separated for so long. It actually kind of feels weird to be back together. And I'm trying to remember, what were we trying to do?
We were trying to solve the shattering, right?
That's
Breakseas.
Right.
Trying to solve Breakseas. And we're all back together. But I think the shattering's still happening.
Yeah. Eustor, is the fragmenting still happening?
The shattering, yes, is still happening. Here in this castle, we are trapped in one section that encompasses the entire castle. And we were all able to find our ways to one another with our various skills that would make us the greatest adventuring party. To be combined, our forces together shall finally defeat the forces of evil. Here in this castle, I shall find secrets that no one else has ever been able to understand, and I shall kill Skullmaster.
You're gonna kill Skullmaster?
Yeah, he's evil.
Yeah, that's fair, but he seems sad. Look at this diary.
No, fuck that dude. Skull fuck that dude. He sucks.
Ugh.
Yes, that's right. He sucks, and I am tired of watching Strong Guy and Skullmaster fight each other week after week after week, and all they ever do is perhaps there's one of them picks him up and throws the other one into a chasm, but then the next week the other one, he's fine again. You know, it's ridiculous.
It is true. Why are they always throwing each other into chasms?
Well, there are all these rules on Strong Guy Island that you can't show too much violence because there's so many strong people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very concerned about showing violence here because of how it might affect young minds. So you have to be very careful.
And strong people have young minds.
Yeah, some of them do, yes.
Not generalized, but a lot of strong people have very young minds.
Well, that's why they use insensitive terms like trampoline room when it really should be low-income-aline room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah, they're going to throw each other around in chasms. Just like that famous folklore, Arnie.
What? There's some chasm folklore?
Yeah, do you know about Ball Punyan?
No, I'd love to hear about Ball Punyan? Am I saying that correctly?
Sorry, Bald Punyan is a huge guy, huge lumberjack, totally bald, no hair. What's that term? What's the term for you have no hair? What is that called? You know, when you're
hairless?
Hairless, that's what it is. So he was born hairless, and he fell in love with this sexy fucking babe of an ox.
Hmm.
And they had a relationship, and they fucked and fucked and fucked. And long...
But what are some of the, like, what? Like, how did they start?
What do you mean?
How did he get it started?
I don't know, fucking dinner?
I don't know, so he didn't, like, I would have guessed he, like, blew the ox.
He blew babe?
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure at some point. Maybe not to start.
To start? I don't know.
That seems like a second date kind of thing.
Oh, I have so, no idea. What is the...
So he
actually,
fought
I'm
Babe
so
the
sorry,
Blown Ox.
John,
what?
What is your date physicality guidelines for you? Obviously, it's different for everybody.
Of course. Well, here's the... I have a little song.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, of course, reciprocal in terms of, you know, if they consent to this and if they're on board.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation to have. But I do have a little song about the sort of order of how I think things should go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
First on a date, have some food. Everything's good, so you start fucking now. Start kissing then, and then you say goodbye. Next morning, you blow each other. Then you're back to dinner, have to eat again. Food sustains us, that's a huge win. Fucking and sucking and fucking and suck.
Up from the ground came a bubbling crude.
What?
Oil, that is.
No, it's not oil.
Oh, ooh. Then I gotta go wash my hands.
When do you eat breakfast?
No time. No time for breakfast, my man. You're up all night, so you sleep all day.
All right. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a lot of fun.
You know what I call breakfast the day after fucking? Dinner. Because I'm sleeping all day.
Nice.
All right, sorry, I'm back. I washed my hands. Okay,
we're going to tear up this goddess damn castle. I don't care anymore. I'm going to kill this guy, and then I'm going to go on, and I'm going to kill the Dark Lord, and I'm going to reunite the world, and the shattering shall end here in this time.
Oh, that's right. The Dark Lord.
Yeah, the Dark Lord.
We were going to do something involving the Dark Lord, right? Like,
oh, yeah,
like
the
defeat
Dark
him,
Lord.
But there was some, like, it was more, there were like steps.
We're looking for the last artifact.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a weird way to say it. It's just artifact. Just say it normal. Yeah,
we're looking for the last artifact.
And the last artifact.
Why did you say it weird after giving me shit about saying
I'm
it
weird?
I'm
trying to support you, dude.
Oh, then thank you very much. Sorry.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So the artifact was in the cave?
Why'd you say it like that, Arnie?
I don't know. I thought it started... seemed. I didn't want to feel left out at
yeah,
this
you
point.
Caved
like, I did not...
Pressure.
Let me be clear. I did not do it to be supportive.
Oh, okay.
You could have just lied and said you were doing it to be supportive.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. Do I still have that laser gun?
No, I think you lost that pretty fast. And now that I think about it, it would have been useful.
That would have been great. I mean, I have been walking around with my finger going, pew, pew. But, yeah, I guess I don't have it anymore. So we found that laser gun. Maybe, did someone break it? I feel like someone broke it. Was that one of the artifacts?
No, but I feel like we got it around that time. Well, wait, we were looking for them in certain places, right? Where were we looking for the third one?
I think it was in a stronghold or a keep. I can't remember exactly.
Hmm,
I wrote it down. Like I wrote it down here. Let me look at one of my tokens.
Like a fortress.
Some scrolls.
Yeah, or what are some other words?
Like a thing.
Oh, like a barracks. Like some sort of barracks
yeah.
or a tent.
Yeah, maybe a barracks.
Like a headquarters.
Yeah, like a mess hall. Hmm. Or like a cavern? A cave?
I think we did the cave one.
We did the cave one, for sure.
Like a tower.
What's a pontoon? No. What's house?
Like a castle?
Castle! That's what we're in.
We are in a castle. Usador, is it possible that we are in the same castle that the artifact we're looking for is supposed to be in?
No, I have it written down here, and it says we're supposed to look in an Eastal.
An Eastal?
E-A-S-T-L-E.
Oh, a nasty asshole?
I mean, it's a little hard to read.
Ew, asshole.
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Sometimes I'm like, ooh, asshole.
Ew-y.
Eastal.
I suppose that E could be a C.
Arnie, maybe we're supposed to go, you said you get your clothes on Earth at an Aeropostale?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where we're supposed to go?
Yeah.
You said they have the best sizes for the money?
I'm sure they... Yes, they do.
I'm going to need a couple hours to decipher these runes.
It's just two letters.
It's a C instead of an E. Just give me a little time here.
Castle, 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 I made you out of clay. Castle, 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 we're looking for something inside you.
Arnie, Chunt.
What?
What?
It's in a castle. It's not an E. It's a C.
A castle?
And we are in a castle right now.
We are.
Now I'm really going to tear this place up. We have to find that artifact. and then I'm gonna kill Skullmaster.
Yeah.
Look, if we're trapped in this fortress, tower headquarters, what have you, and it's an evil headquarters, why not take advantage of it? How often do you have access to a mostly abandoned giant evil fortress?
Yeah, there's probably all sorts of rich stuff and great weapons and cool magical powers and trapped in gems that we haven't even found yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to rifle through everything.
Let's all go check a room. I'll check the butt room.
Oh, damn. He went right to the butt room.
It's right next to the wood room.
Makes sense. Ani, do you have a room that you want to peruse?
I don't know.
Oh, here, come with me. We'll pick anyone at random, and we'll just go in.
Okay.
This one's dark. I can't hardly see anything. Can you make anything out?
I think this is a dark room. It's where he develops his paintings.
Ah, yes, that makes sense. It smells
I made this mistake before in one of the other dark rooms. Don't light a torch or anything in here, otherwise you're going to ruin the paintings because they're not done yet.
Wait, Arnie, Usador, you guys are in here? What are you doing in the butt room?
Oh. In the what? Well,
it's not a dark room. It's a butt. This is the butt room.
Yeah, it's dark in here, but every time I come in here, it's pitch dark, but something keeps grabbing my butt.
Oh.
Wait, is that happening right now?
Just a moment ago.
Who's there?
Hello.
Someone grabbing Chunt's butt?
Someone grabbing my butt? It's fine if you are.
Yeah, it seems like he's into it.
I came back for seconds.
Yeah, he keeps coming back for the butt grabs.
Though I must say, we would prefer that you made yourself known and asked permission before grabbing Chunt's butt. Here, let me illuminate the situation. Gaeliv Lichtenkarma!
You guys, I feel like such an idiot. I was just sitting down. Whoops.
So what was grabbing your butt was the floor?
It was this chair. This chair was grabbing my butt. You know when you sit down and the chair kind of grabs your butt?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that feeling. It feels as if you're being caressed by the chair. And the chair just wishes to subtly and sumptuously caress your cheeks and give them some respite from the...
Guys...
terrors of the day.
We have been in isolation way too long. You guys are getting horny for chairs.
Isolation. Isolation. Isorevolation. I think I've gone crazy.
I think so. More than usual.
I think all that time hanging from the ceiling, I think I've gone crazy.
I would be hesitant to admit this to anyone other than the two of you and I suppose our hundreds of listeners. I don't think I've fully recovered from being isolated for weeks and weeks. I'm still getting used to being back around you two. I am so happy to be back around you two, but I'm not entirely myself.
Yeah, it is weird to constantly be talking, because when we were separated, when we were in our own little breaksies, I would only talk to y'all once a week, and the rest of the time I didn't really talk.
You didn't talk to anybody?
Well, I'm sure I talked to myself a little bit, but other than that, I don't think I was talking.
I have something I must admit.
Yeah?
The reason you couldn't get me out of the wizard state was I sort of wanted to be in there because I'd gotten used to being alone.
Yeah, not ready. Yeah. Not ready, you know?
Yeah, so I just sort of needed to, like, retreat into myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I suppose it was hard to shake me out of there, and I had to come out when I was ready to come out. You know, I think it's different for everyone. Although, you know, obviously, there are certain steps we should take to all be safe and cautious as we move forward. That's why I have brought you all each a mask.
What?
Put on these devil masks.
What?
Okay.
Well, these devil masks will transform you each into a demon. And then as my demon sidekicks, we're going to go and kill Skullmaster.
Hold on. Look, Usador, please, do not put me in a position where I want to actively resist putting this mask on. You tell me you got a mask for me, normally I'm going to be like, sweet, get that fucking mask on my face now. But you're telling me you're giving me a mask that's going to turn me into a demon?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I kind of don't want to do that.
Ooh, I just put mine on. Hey, Arnie, do you like apples?
Yeah.
I think I'm a mat demon.
Oh.
Ani, just put on the mask. It'll turn you into a demon, and then someone will try to stop you, and you won't let them.
Oh, wait a second. Am I going to put on the mask and say something like, somebody stop me?
I certainly wasn't walking you up to that.
And you'll probably start cigarettes.
Yep.
Fine, fine. Don't put on the masks. But it would be safer if you put on the masks for you. That's all okay. I'm saying.
I'm going to have this mask here in case...
If Skullmaster's here and he's within 6 feet of you, it's time for us to kill him, put on the mask, and then you'll turn into a demon and help me destroy him.
Oh. So it's like the Purge.
What's the Purge?
Yeah, Ernie, what's the Purge?
Oh, it's a okay movie with Ethan Hawke on my world. I've heard the ones after it get better, but I did not see them.
You have a bird that acts?
Kind of. Close enough.
What do you mean kind of?
He's more kind of an appealing bird.
Huh. And he's up before sunset?
Before sunset, after sunset, whichever the other one is. Guys, I have an idea. Look, let's just kind of reacclimate to each other. Here, help me pull this table into the middle of the room.
Here, all right, now, I have another set of masks.
All right.
These masks will turn you into a bear. But a bear that's so tall and so thin that it's upsetting to look at you.
Oh, like a slender bear.
Yeah, you're like a slender bear.
Oh, I'd kill for slender bear.
So put these on and help me kill Skullmaster. We'll wait for him. We'll hide under the stairs.
I can't tell.
He won't expect us to be under the stairs.
That's true. No one expects a slender bear under the stairs.
That's right. And even if it takes weeks, we'll wait there under the stairs. And as soon as he comes back, then we'll pop out and we'll say, ha! We were under the stairs the whole time.
Wait, I'm sorry. I went to put on my Slender Bear mask, and I looked down, and I don't have a mask. Guys, I think we've gone crazy.
I think we've spent too much time in isolation. We're not used to, like, talking to each other.
Look, fine. So I may have imagined that those masks existed and then conjured them temporarily, and they might have dissipated back into the magical ether. But here, put on these masks.
Okay.
What are these
masks?
It's
a bandana with eye holes cut out. Mine's purple. Ooh.
I see, because we're strangers to each other now. We'll put on these bags over our head.
Wait, you have a bag?
This is a big bandana. I think of it as a bag.
You should put on the red one.
Okay.
And Yusidor, you should put on the blue one.
All right.
And now, Yusidor, you lead us. I'll do machines.
Do we have one for Talbot? Can we give Talbot a mask, too?
Yeah, we'll give him an orange one. Okay, because he's a cool little badger.
Oh, shit. And Mundle, do we got one for Mundle? I'm so sorry, Mundle. I keep forgetting you're here.
We don't have one for Mundle, just the four.
Excuse me, I believe you mean Mindle?
Well, he's Mindle when he's in your hat, but when he's out of your hat, he's Mundle, right?
Yeah, sure.
I can't wait till we see Maxel.
Maxel the Graxel?
Maxel.
Oh.
The Graxel.
Oh, lo, the doom horde, what blows at the end of time shall surely be blown when we see Maxel the Graxel. All right, so Chunt was saying we need to all put on these masks. So put on your mask. What color did I have again, Chunt? I'm sorry.
You have blue, duh.
Blue, oh, of course, yes. Perfect.
Okay, because you're going to lead us through this.
Perfect.
And again, I'm going to do machines.
You're going to do machines. So what's Arnie's deal? Is he just like a rad dude with an attitude?
Yeah, he's kind of rude.
All right. Took me a bit, but I think I'm there.
He's rude and he's going to lay injured in a bathtub for most of this episode.
I love pizza.
Well, let's get you some pizza. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more.
But here's the thing. When we come back from break, this is what I'm thinking we should do to get used to it. I think we should reintroduce ourselves to each other.
Oh.
So let's come back from break as like, look, we've been in this relationship for... Oh, 5.5+ years and change.
Oh, now you can't remember how long?
Look, I'm sorry I can't remember our anniversary all the time, but we can spice things up a little bit. Let's kind of pretend we're just at this castle, Skullmaster. It's like let's say it's a bar or a bistro, and we're like, we just run into each other as strangers.
Arnie, I've tried to spice things up with you before. I made you those boudoir paintings. But you ripped them in half.
That was not on purpose.
You said that's not what a dick should look like.
They were too sexually potent, Chunt. They would have destroyed us all.
I'm sorry, I'm a truth teller. If I see a dick and I don't think that's how it should look, I'm going to say it. And that problem has plagued me my entire life.
Fine, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with who knows who.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Oh, excuse me. Do you have any tables available? I think that's a yes. Oh, yes, thank you. I'll sit here.
I'm sorry, is anyone sitting here?
Oh, no. Well, it's just me. I don't mind sharing, though. It looks like this place is pretty crowded.
Good. If you don't mind sharing, my name's Delilah, and this is my husband. Stevie, get over here.
Hi, how you doing?
Huh.
Have you met Delilah yet?
No, I haven't. Hello, Delilah and Stevie.
Arnie, it's me.
Yeah,
Shut and Usador.
No, I know.
It's also me. I made us Steve and Delilah masks.
Sorry, it just seemed like we were so deep into the roles that I thought you might be confused.
No, I mean, I was confused, but I was like, were we going to be other people? But I guess it was unclear.
Oh, fuck. What's your name? Are you just Arnie? Are you just being Arnie?
I think so.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm an idiot. I misread this. I'm so sorry. Never mind. Let me take off this dress.
Hold on, Chunt. Arnie, you don't have to be Arnie. I have another mask here. You could be Commodore...
64?
You could be Commodore Johnson.
Commodore Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Retired naval officer.
All right.
He's lived a long life. He's seen a lot of shit, but he got through it.
All right. I guess I'll put this mask on. Hi, Delilah, Stevie. I'm Commodore Johnson. I've seen a lot of shit, but I lived through it.
Ooh, a man in uniform.
What kind of shit?
Oh, boy. You know what? Very specific shit.
Also, what a weird thing to say to someone when you first meet him.
Yeah, I'm going to throw my drink in your face. Yeah.
Ugh. Maybe ease into it. Just say, like, you talk about the weather. Like, you know how to make small talk or what?
Stevie, it's okay. We should.
I'm sorry.
Let's just find another table.
I'm sorry, Delilah.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you.
Arnie, is this okay? Is this okay?
I guess so, but I don't want to be by myself.
Oh, well, it's just, you're just very off-putting.
Okay.
Should
we switch masks?
Yes, that's an excellent idea.
Oh, fuck.
All right, who wants to be Commodore Johnson?
I'll do it. Yeah, hand it to me.
Okay, and I'll be Delilah.
Oh, okay. Chun, you're staying as Delilah. All right.
Okay, I'll be Stevie. All right, I'll try.
Right. Oh, Stevie, have you grown in the last few moments?
Yeah, I think I did. I definitely grew.
All right, hold on a second. I'm sorry, I had to take my Commodore mask off.
Yeah?
That's not what Stevie sounds like.
What? Yeah, I'm sorry, I need like a line. I need like a word to latch on to get me into my Stevie.
Pepperoni.
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 There you go. All right, I'm putting on my Commodore Johnson mask.
Oh, enchanté. Who have we here? My name is Delilah.
Pepperoni.
Hey, I'm Stevie. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm Stevie.
Good evening. I'm Commodore Johnson, and I'm quite offended. My last ship was sunk.
Oh, no. Commodore, can I ask how old are you? 63, 65?
64.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yes, my last ship was sunk by being hit by
another ship, a trading ship filled with pepperoni, and I think it's very rude of you to bring that up. First thing you see me, that's a rude way to introduce yourself, to just scream the word pepperoni because you don't know.
Wait, hold on. I'm taking, no, Usador John, taking the mask off.
What?
Why?
You were the one that told me to talk about pepperoni, and then...
But my backstory is, Commodore Johnson, is that my last ship was lost at sea because another seafaring vessel filled with pepperoni crashed into it. It's also a sex thing.
Oh. Here, I'll play Stevie. Right. Arnie, you be Delilah.
Okay.
And Usador, you stay Commodore Johnson.
I stay as Commodore, okay.
Pepperoni.
Ah, well, welcome. Please have a seat here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, Stevie, you don't mind him. He's just had a few pepperonis.
That's my line. Pepperonis.
I think we've lost our minds.
Guys, it's just, I'm sorry, I'm taking... What happened to us? Like, I was looking forward to us all getting back together, but I feel like this whole thing has traumatized me more than I was willing to admit.
I hate to say this. I think we should try and get back on task. We were looking for an artifact, right?
What's the artifact we're looking for?
We're looking for the third artifact.
Do we know what it is? Do we know what letter it starts with? Do we know what it sounds like, looks like, smells like?
We just know it's in, like, a terrible castle.
Uh-huh.
And we have to get it before the Dark Lord does, otherwise he can cheat the true death.
Do we know it's this terrible castle? Because there's a lot of terrible castles in Foon.
That's true, but I think we knew it was on Strong Guy Island, so do we know how many castles there are on Strong Guy Island?
Oh, probably 7, 8, I would say. But, you know, more castles are terrible than aren't. You know, realistically, you know, 300-400 years ago, they just built these things out of lead.
Out of lead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These things are mostly lead.
That can't be good for us.
Well, I mean, times have changed, and now, you know, we've tried to fix it, make better castles as we moved forward, but some of those old ones are still around. What are you going to do?
Huh, I have a lump in my neck.
Weird.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, a lump in my neck. You have a liver pain.
Look, I think we should just systematically rifle through every room in this castle and just... Wouldn't that be nice? Just to go like bug nuts on a place and to have an excuse to not feel bad about it because it's an evil place.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't slip bug nuts into a sentence and then act like it never got said. Bug nuts?
But let's go bug nuts on this place, right?
Is that an Earth saying?
Maybe. It might be an Earth saying, or it might just be a thing I heard someone say once and thought it was an Earth saying.
I mean, I sort of got it from the context. You know, I'm not confused about what you mean by going bug nuts on it, but I've certainly never heard it before.
Uh-huh.
So what are we going to do with that?
Well, let's go fucking bug nuts in this room. Here we go.
Everybody grab an end of the rug. Let's look under it, and then if there's nothing there...
You think a rug has three ends? This ought to be rich.
No. Oh, you mean... I meant corners. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, it makes more sense. Okay, I'll grab one here.
There we go.
Okay.
Nothing under there.
Doesn't look like there's anything under there.
Huh, should we put it back down on your head, Arnie?
No, let's throw it out the window.
Oh, okay.
All right. On the count of three.
Okay. One, two,
three! It looks like there was a map.
We forgot to open the window. Oh, there's a map?
I was going to say there was a map woven into the rug.
Oh.
And it's still here,
there we go. Well, let's take a look at it.
Let's see.
Okay.
See, there's a little red dot. Uh-huh. Says you are here.
Yeah.
We are here.
Whoa, how did it know? And over here, there's a little red dot that says you are here.
Magic rug. Oh, here's a little blue dot that says you were there.
And here's a yellow dot that says, oh, the places you'll go.
Here's a green dot that says, wish you were here.
Hmm.
We have to destroy this rug because it's been watching us and it knows what we're doing.
Can't tell if this is a map or just like a really weird pattern.
You said map before.
It looks like a map, and when you get closer look, it's like there are words on here.
And it's putting us in particular places.
But more than one. Are we in more than one place?
Yeah, I guess there is three of us. I know what to do. We gotta go fucking rug nuts on this thing. I'm gonna kick it in its rug nuts.
and I shall set it aflame. Gaily inflicting karma.
Oh, it's screaming. Keep kicking it in the nuts. Keep kicking it in the nuts. Right in your rug nuts.
How do you know those are the nuts?
Because it's between two corners.
You're asking us about nuts? We know nuts.
Oh, that's true.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're kicking a rug in the nuts.
I think the rug is dead.
Oh, whew.
You guys want to try on some more masks?
I mean,
yeah. What? Oh, Arnie. Hey.
Yeah.
What if the artifact we're looking for? What if the artifact is the rugs we kicked along the way?
Yeah. In that case, we'd be done.
That doesn't sound right to me. Let me check my satchel and see if I'll consult my pages from the book of sight.
Yeah, your satchel or pages, whatever you want to do.
It was an artifact.
Artifact.
Well, Usador's busy doing the boring work.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, buddy? You've been through a lot. Like, you were trapped for a while. Your shapeshifting was out of control. You had a near-death experience.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, that's a lot.
When did I have a near-death experience?
When you were a sandcastle and the water washed you away.
Yeah, I was near to death because I almost died.
Yeah.
When I think of near-death experience, I think of, like, I'm next to someone and they die, and I'm like, oh, that could have been me. But, yeah, I almost died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was thinking was a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah.
Do you know what contradictions are?
I do, and I don't.
Eureka! Eureka!
Castle?
I have found it. Oh. I found what we need to know.
Yeah.
We are looking for an artifact in a terrible castle.
What the fucking... That's what we already knew.
Oh, right. Give me a few moments.
What the fucking?
What the fucking?
Arnie, buddy.
Usador's going bug nuts.
Buddy, Arnie, how are you doing? Because you were also trapped in the Shattering, and you were in this castle, and you...
I was stabbed before that. Like, I was already kind of, like, losing it before this even started.
Yeah, how are you doing, buddy?
I keep saying that, like, I'm doing better than other people, because you have to imagine that during the fragmenting, there's some people that are stuck in a fragment that is just all water, and so they're drowning constantly. So, like, I'm doing better than that.
Yeah, I feel like anytime when I was in the Breakseas, or I guess we're still in Breakseas, but the three of us are together, when somebody would talk to me and be like, how are you doing? I felt like I couldn't say good. I'd have to be like, well, you know, or like as well as anyone can. You know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
You know what the weirdest part is?
That kick that rug
like
in the nuts.
Usador was thriving.
Oh,
what's
oh,
that?
Yeah. Oh no,
oh,
I was just saying the weirdest thing is kicking a rug in the nuts.
No, you're right. That is now. Yeah,
it's just something I never thought I'd do. And
what
that,
the
but
hell?
Here we are. Usador is thriving. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's gotten more powerful. I feel like this is his bag. Like this is, he's in his comforts. You know, he's in his comfort zone. This is his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Because he's storing all his wheels here. Look at this one.
I know. So many wheels.
Usador, get your fucking wheels out of here.
What's that? What, huh?
Keep your wheels outside where wheels belong.
You don't want these wheels here?
No.
Then I shall destroy them with my mind.
Why'd you put your hand out if you're destroying them with your mind?
To focus my mind.
Yeah. You destroyed them with your hand.
Damn.
I'm on to you.
Damn.
I'm on to you.
You know what? That reminds me. Usually, I've seen you in the morning say, I'm going to eat this breakfast with my mind. And then you just start spooning cereal into your mouth.
Yes, if I didn't have a mind, how would my arm move to pick up the spoon and place the cereal within my mouth? Think about that.
With my mind?
What'd you find in your satchel pages?
Here. Yes. Oh, great and wondrous news I have for thee. It says that the artifact will be unmistakable.
Unmistakable? Sigh.
Yeah, you're going to see that shit and you're going to be like, that's the artifact. Clearly. Like, there will be no question in our mind. It might even just say, I'm the artifact. If it's a person, it will have a t-shirt that says, I'm the artifact.
What if the artifact is with something, and the thing it's with has a t-shirt that's pointing to the artifact that says, I'm with artifact? Could that happen?
Yes. Even clearer, then.
Arnie, can we sell t-shirts that have an arrow pointing to the left that say, I'm with artifact?
Yeah.
Wow, we're gonna be rich.
We have so many t-shirts to catch up on because I've been having Talbot keep a scroll of all the things you say. Can we make a t-shirt out of that?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Let this duo of garments be our guide as we search for the artifact within this castle.
Here, Chunt, read some of this scroll. These are some of the things that you said. Should we make a t-shirt out of that?
Okay. Here, put on this Stevie mask while you do it.
Okay, we have get wet. What else do we have here? Bing bong. I ate it all the potato chips. Little squishing it. What else? We have I am used to dork. My pants.
John, can I ask when you're reading a book between sentences?
Yeah,
when
just
you're
keep
reading a book between
else?
Sentences, yeah, do you say what?
Yeah, I'm working the room.
Oh,
you
I
don't
see.
Work the crowd when you're reading a book? What else? What else?
Arnie.
Yeah?
He learned it by watching you.
Well, what's next?
Very well, then. We shall turn over every bit and bobble in this castle. We shall tear it apart. We shall rip out every piece of foundation if we must to find this artifact. I am certain now that it is here within these walls. For there are other castles here upon Strongguy Island, but none more terrible than the keep of Skullmaster himself.
Can I get a biscuit? This is fucking scrumptious. What else do we have here?
Oh, wait. You know, I'm so sorry, Chun. I was mistaken. I'm realizing, taking a closer look at this scroll. What else is a frequent suggestion for a t-shirt idea?
Oh, okay. I see. What else? What else? Yeah, it's on here several times. Okay, here you go, Talbot. What could be an artifact?
I just think we just thoroughly look through everything. Like, the artifact is our main goal, but anything else we can find that's useful to defeat Skullmaster, to defeat the Dark Lord, to just, like, make for a good podcast episode.
Yes, anything we can... exactly. Any piece of ephemera that will help us destroy the Dark Lord, or to kill Skullmaster, or to finally defeat Krellbar, any of these things, we should take any and all of them.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't know what ephemera is.
I mean, I don't entirely, but I'm willing to let that slide. Who's Krellbar?
Krellbar.
Krellbar.
I'm surely talked about Krellbar before.
I don't think so. Chun, has he talked about Krellbar?
Yeah, all the time.
Who's Krellbar?
He's a duke, Duke Krellbar, and he's insufferable. He's not quite as bad as Baron Ragoon. He has not aligned himself with the Dark Lord. I'm going to fuck up his shit, too.
What's his base of operations? Like, is he on Strongguy Island or someplace else?
He used to be in this small shire called Vemmer, and he renamed it Krellbar Land.
Oh.
What a prick.
Don't like that guy.
What a fucking prick.
Krellbar.
I don't like Vemmer much better, but...
Yeah, but it's better than Krellbar Land.
Krellbar Land. Ugh. Like, would you call a place Usador Land?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Arnie, you don't know about Usador Land?
Oh, no. What's Usador Land?
It's my dream when I retire. I'll build a beautiful park, and I'll name it Usador Land. And children from all over the world shall come, and they shall be entertained in this beauteous place, and parents shall come and put up with it.
Yeah, and people will enjoy his theme park and not just think of him as a pair of tits. Dollywood. He'll get the respect he deserves.
But please, I would like some reassurances, Usador, that in Usador Land there will be proper security measures so that the giant Usadors don't get loose and start attacking all the people in the park.
Giant Usadors? What a good idea.
I mean, Usador Land clearly would have a bunch of giant Usadors, right?
Well, no, I was thinking more of hiring actors who are just starting out to just dress up like me and go around and meet people, so they wouldn't be giant necessarily. They would be... relatively normal human sizes.
But they would possess wizard DNA, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That'd be kind of fun.
But they'd also be neutered so they can't reproduce, right?
Look, this is my fucking dream.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I do have one more question about Usador Land. So you hire these actors, so if an actor decides they're going to dress up as Usador, like, how long do you think they're willing to do that for, on average?
And if they take off the robe, are they ruining the illusion?
Yeah, you know,
you know, at first they'll be very excited about it. It'll be quite seem like quite the opportunity. And then the actual, like, process of putting on those clothes every day will surely become burdensome and uncomfortable and unpleasant. And then they'll wish they had just decided to do something else. While they enjoy working at Usador Land and see that they're making people happy and wish they could do that without specifically the costume, they certainly would do it that way if they had it to do over.
And tell Arnie about the secret underground tunnels you're going to have for the actors in this magical kingdom.
We're going to hire 14 gophers, and they are going to dig tunnels just large enough for relatively normal-sized humans. Then the actors will have to push themselves through these tunnels as if they are the very lifeblood of Usador Land.
And also, if anyone starts to die in Usador Land, what we're going to do is magic them away somewhere else so that we can claim that nobody's ever died in Usador Land. Isn't that cool?
That's one of my favorite parts, for sure.
And all the employees are going to live in an adjacent little neighborhood called Party Town.
Party Town?
Yeah. Party Town. Come on.
But if you live in Party Town, like, you can kind of do whatever you want, right? There are no, like, weird rules in Party Town.
No, Arnie, I said Party Town, not Party City. Party City is where there's no fucking rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Any old thing goes.
Party City was the original name of Vemur. They voted to call it Vemur for some reason. And then Krellbar showed up, stupid prick that he is, and he insisted they call it Krellbar Land, which basically is my idea.
Oh.
Arnie, when you retire, what kind of land do you want to make?
I don't know. Do I have it in me to either by myself or collaboratively make up a whole land that wasn't there before? I don't know. I don't know if I could ever do anything quite that amazing.
Stop staring out the window, you fucking idiot.
Well, can I ask you a question, follow-up question to that, though?
Yeah?
Let's say, hypothetically, you are going to make up an imaginary land.
Some kind of world building.
Yeah. If you were going to do that, would you place yourself in a position where you're kind of stuck in a single location, or would you rethink how you did that?
You know what? I think I would probably want something that isn't just in one location, but then I would constantly end up still just in one location for long periods of time.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
And when you build this world, would there be like a clear goal to the world, or would people who visit just kind of meander and like stumble into walls and stuff?
I think a little clear goal, no, but there'd be a fair amount of meandering, but there would be a goal.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Great, so we're looking for an artifact?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I have it.
Clear goal.
I think Usador was saying it right the whole time. We're looking for an artifact. So, okay, here we go. Did you know that most paintbrushes are made out of horsehair?
I did know that.
Look around. Anything? That was an artifact. Arnie, you do one.
Did you know that one of Howard Stern's co-hosts struggled with drug addiction for a long time? That's an artifact.
They gave someone on Earth named Stern Howard his own show?
Oh, yeah.
Huh, is it good?
It depends on who you ask.
Let's see, do I have an artifact? Ah, yes, I know. Statues as marbles.
Ooh, statues is marbles.
Was that it?
Was that it?
Guys, we have spent 5 years just free associating words and looking around and seeing if we accomplished anything.
It said on the pages that it would be unmistakable. So if we're questioning it, that's not it.
Oh no, guys. Oh no, look on the floor. Oh, there's two little kid rugs. Oh, that rug was a parent.
Oh no.
Oh fuck. I think Arnie, Usador, I think we have to raise these rugs.
Should I just bring the other rug back to life?
Oh. I mean, yeah, I guess you could do that, but will we ever learn?
Probably not. Here, now that I've gained such power during the shattering, let me resurrect this rug from the very afterlife. Take that, Dripfang.
Rug nuts.
Wait, why are you beating up this rug again?
It's back to life, so it can feel pain again.
And
and we literally just said we weren't going to learn anything.
That's true.
But no, Isidore, Arnie had it right. He didn't learn anything.
Oh.
By not listening to what you said, we all didn't learn anything, so he's still correct.
Wait, why are you guys kicking this rug in the nuts?
Arnie, we literally just said we weren't going to learn anything.
Yeah, we wouldn't kick a dead rug in the nuts. It wouldn't feel it.
Wait, why are you guys kicking this rug in the nuts?
Arnie, we just said we literally weren't going to learn anything.
All right, I'm leaving this room.
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, Shattering Version, where the shattering's still happening, but we've freed ourselves from all those bothersome stakes. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young, slowly improving his skills until he finally levels up to become Matt Berry on What We Do in the Shadows. Go listen, I'll wait. Speaking of not waiting for other people to finish their idea, Chaunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. In much the same manner as the little bit of fake plastic grass provides special assistance to your order of takeout sushi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Today's episode from Castle Skullmaster brought to you by the Reverb Filter in Soundforge. Reverb Filter, you just sit in your tragic studio garden apartment while we take care of the rest.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.